USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Most states around the U.S. have yet to apply for government funding, providing their out-of-work residents with an additional $300 in federal weekly jobless benefits and $100 from each individual state. Federal officials said 19 states have applied for the aid since President Donald Trump issued the executive order August 8th authorizing the assistance. 11 states have already been approved to offer the extra payments, while another 8 states are going through the approval process. One of the big questions surrounding President Trump's order is when the money would reach the bank accounts of millions of out-of-work Americans, and the answer is it depends on when each state applies, as well as how long it takes for the state to get their systems up and running to disperse the money. The states that have been approved for the grants are Arizona, Colorado, Idaho, Iowa, Louisiana, Maryland, Missouri, Montana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Utah. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Donald Trump's former chief strategist, Steve Bannon, was pulled from a luxury yacht and arrested on allegations that he and three associates ripped off donors trying to fund a southern border wall. The organizers of the We Build the Wall group portrayed themselves as eager to help the president build a big, beautiful barrier along the U.S.-Mexican border, as he promised during the 2016 campaign. They raised more than $25 million and pledged that 100% of the money would be used for the project. Hours after his arrest, Bannon pled not guilty during an appearance at a Manhattan federal court. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, one of Vladimir Putin's fiercest critics, is now in a coma at a Siberian hospital, the victim of what his allies say appears to be poisoning engineered by the Kremlin. Navalny's organization is now scrambling to make arrangements to transfer him to Germany for treatment. The 44-year-old fell ill on a flight back to Moscow after drinking tea, which they now say was poisoned. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
We've got another vegetable recall, and USA's Wendy King has details.
The Food and Drug Administration has announced that food delivery service HelloFresh has recalled onions in its meal kits due to a potential salmonella contamination. HelloFresh said it was informed by one of its ingredient suppliers that it's conducting a voluntary recall of onions due to the potential presence of salmonella, and encouraged customers to discard all onions received through July 31st. In its recall notice, HelloFresh noted that cooking the onions thoroughly at 165 degrees will kill the salmonella bacteria. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported that there have been 869 cases of salmonella related to the recalled onions and that 116 people have been hospitalized. Last week, Spokane Produce recalled various salsa products made from onions related to the outbreak. The CDC advises if you have any onions in question, you should throw them away.
As the typical peak period for hurricane season is underway, the National Hurricane Center is tracking two systems, both with the potential to make landfall early next week. Tropical Depression 13, formed east of the Lesser Antilles, is expected to intensify and make landfall as early as Monday, perhaps as a hurricane near South Florida. Tropical Depression number 14, formed south of Cuba, this storm will move west, then northwest into the Gulf of Mexico Tuesday or Wednesday. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.